Right, so we're going to try and get some people to surprise Jo Wiley when she goes back home to hometown of Northampton. DJs go home. We're all going home, all five of us, next week. Jo's going to be there, and maybe we try and hook her up with some familiar faces from her past. Let's phone Jo Wiley's gran now and see what she's saying.
Hello,
is this Joan?
Yes, this is Joan.
Joan.
Yes, Joan.
Hi, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Yes.
And you're Jo Wiley's gran.
I am.
Right. I'm just calling to ask you some questions, is that okay?
If I can answer them, yes.
Okay, cool. Is someone there with you at the moment?
Not in the room, no.
Right. It just sounds like you're a bit distracted.
I've got a whole lot of my family, grandchildren and all sorts here.
Jo's not there now, is she?
She's in the house.
Oh, God. Yes. Right, okay, I'll be quick. Right. So, Jo's coming back to Northampton next week.
Yes, that's right.
So, we're just trying to find some people who maybe could give her a bit of a surprise when she's doing her show.
Yeah.
A nice surprise, obviously. So I'm just going to try and track some people down and do a bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you, Joan, back in the day, did Jo have a lot of boyfriends?
Not that I know of.
Right, okay.
I know of one besides her husband.
Who was that?
Oh, I can't even think of his name. When she was very young.
Right.
14-ish, like.
Okay. You can't remember this guy's name or anything?
No, I can't. No, I can't.
How long ago was that?
Long, long time. 20.
Back in the 60s, yeah?
26 years ago.
25 years ago?
Yes. When she was just young.
Can you do me a favour, right? Is Jo there now?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something, Joan?
Yeah.
I'd rather that Jo didn't know I was on the phone
right now.
Okay. But if you could kind of, like, ask her, maybe, without her knowing that it's me on the phone,
yeah,
what that bloke's name was that she went out with.
She won't know what I'm talking about anyhow, I bet. Okay, shall I put the phone down and just...
Yeah, just put the phone down, but don't tell her it's me, whatever you do, okay?
No, I won't.
She's going to suss it straight away.
Maybe she won't.
Hi, Jo, what was the name of your first boyfriend? Just suddenly out of the blue, she asked that question. Can't believe she's at the house.
Think somebody tipped her off.
Maybe she's just very down to earth and visits her gran a lot. Love her.
I think she was tipped off.
Hello.
Hello.
She said, you mean from a swimming club? I said, I know someone. So she said, you mean Ian.
From swimming club?
From the swimming club, yeah.
Right, okay.
Because she used to be a very good swimmer, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
She got her names on the big silver cup at Northampton Swimming Club.
Is it?
Yeah.
For what? For what particular...
Well, so she, at one time, she was the fastest breaststroke.
Was she?
Swimmer. I don't know if anyone's superseded her now, but at that time, yeah.
And what swimming club was this?
Northampton.
Right, okay, and his name was Ian.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. Was she a good child, or was she a bit of a rebel?
A very good child. Very good, right from when she was a baby. A sweet child, lovely.
Did she go off the rails at about 14, 15?
I don't think she did. Oh. I don't think she did, Aunt Julie. She's always been lovely.
She's a bit of a swat, right?
No, not a swat. Just a nice personality.
Yeah. Same as today.
Just the same as today. She's always been lovely, yes.
Was she ever in the school play, do you know?
No. She was in the audience with us.
Mm. School choir?
No one in this family can sing.
What were her hobbies and interests?
Mainly swimming, as far as I know.
Not music, no?
Well, she must have loved music without me knowing.
Right.
I know she used to test the radio Northampton.
She used to what?
Used to test the radio Northampton.
Did she?
Yeah.
Is this BBC Radio Northampton?
Yeah.
Right, we can get onto them.
We will, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So generally, to sum it up, what was Jo like in the olden days?
The olden days.
Did she ever dance the Charleston?
I dance the Charleston and I'm 85.
I know. Well, Joan, it's lovely to speak to you.
Okay. been nice speaking to you too.
Are you on the phone too?
Scott.
Not Scott Milton Radio 1.
I think it is.
Put the phone down, quick.
Oh, clearly she walked in at the end.
How strict is she?
Grandma, put the phone down. Put the phone down, quick.
Scott Mills.